This week's parsha, Kitisa, we hope will be a good siman for us in terms of Lo Yevahem Negev, has, I think, a number of insights which are relevant to the current situation, perhaps on the most practical level. The second paragraph of our parsha, the parsha of the Kior, it's always good to have an extra reminder of the importance of washing hands properly. On a slightly deeper level, we have a pasuk a little later on in the parsha. V'lo yachmod ishes artzicha ba'aloscha le'ros p'nei Hashem elokecha shalosh pamim b'shana, that when the Jews would go enter Israel and go to Aliyah L'Regel, they'd say, who's going to guard our farms when we go to Aliyah L'Regel? Not to worry, Hashem will guard them. From there, the Gemara learns the principle of shluchi mitzvah einu nizakin. When you go to do a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about Hezek. You do your mitzvah and have bitachon Hashem, and everything will work out. However, the Gemara contrasts this with a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, v'shama shal v'aragani, Shmuel HaMelech worries, and points out that hecha d'shchiach Hezeka shiny, that we say, shluchim mitzvah einu nizokin, just put your bitachon Hashem and don't worry too much when it's not shchiach hezeka, when it's a far out chance of hezek. But when there's a serious chash of hezek, and when, you know, when it's something which no reasonable person would ignore, then you do have to worry about doing mitzvahs, and you do have to choose carefully when and where and how and which mitzvahs to do in order not to get into a situation of sakana. And I think that's also the best practical guidance for the current situation, that one needs to keep the balance between not panicking overly much, just trying to go about doing the mitzvahs that we can do without worrying when we don't need to worry, but balance that with making sure to worry when we do need to worry, and rather to be careful when we need no mitzvah to worry, but to be careful when we need to be careful. And unfortunately, every day it seems like more and more situations are entering the geder of Shchiach Hezeka, and therefore we have to be careful when we need to be careful, while not worrying when we don't need to worry. On an even deeper level, perhaps, if we go back to the beginning of the Parsha, the Torah tells us, how will we be zoche to lo yivam negev of kodosam? Ki sisas rosh b'nei Yisrael of kudehem v'nasnu ish kofer nafsho l'Hashem of kodosam. You have to give the machtzis shekel when you're counted in order to avoid a magefa. What's so different about giving the machtzis shekel? So there are many layers of depth of answers to this question. But on one level, you know, what are we counting? Rashi says you shouldn't count the people. Rather, you should count the machtzios hashekel, the half shekels. What difference does it make if you count the people or you count the half shekels? So perhaps the question is how we're being mitztarif, how we're counting ourselves, how we're standing up and being counted. You could be counted as a person. Each person is there in and of themselves. Each person is standing for themselves. You count lots of people. As long as each person, what's important to them is themselves. So you have lots of people, each of whom what's important is themselves. That's just asking for spiritual and perhaps even physical trouble. But if you count people, not by themselves, but by what they give, they're giving together to the klal to make something great, to make a mishkan, to make karbonos, to advance Am Yisrael. If people stand up and say, I'm not just myself, but I'm what I give, then that kind of counting is not the kind of counting that could lead to anything negative such as a magefa. That kind of counting could only lead to something positive. And I think particularly in today, and where we find ourselves today in the United States, they're using the word social distancing is what everyone's recommending. Stay away from each other, social distancing. And on a physical level, that makes a lot of sense. You want to stay, I think technically it's Dalet Amos of Rav Chaim Noe is the exact shear. Of how far to stay away from one another. When you need to do the distancing, you do the social distancing. But social distancing can't mean stopping to care about one another. Adarabah, in a time of quarantine, of distancing, in a time of tzara, we have to work extra hard to care extra about one another because each person has so many more needs, and we have to stand up, and everyone's worried about themselves, and you should be worried about yourself. But everyone has to stand up and say, I'm not just myself, I'm what I give. V'nosnu, What can I do? What can I do for others? What can I do for the Jewish people? Not just to be marbet Torah and Tefillah, which of course is a chus of Torah and Tefillah, is always the best strategy to combat any threat. But if someone's in quarantine, you're still allowed to call them on the phone, right? Maybe they need something. Maybe you can drop off groceries at the doorsteps. Maybe they need some help, right? If the old and sick people are staying away, so maybe they need someone to go deliver things to them. If someone is just away and they're lonely and they're not with other people, maybe they need a little extra chizuk. Maybe they need a call, a FaceTime, whatever it is. Maybe all those people who, maybe I should have called and given a little extra chizuk and a little extra attention to all the years. Now is a good opportunity to start and try and bring ourselves closer and think about how we can give of our time, also money. There's a lot of people whose parnassas in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people whose parnassas are being affected gravely, and maybe to think about how to help them, but just to give of our time, to give of our time to think of how we can combat the social distancing with Kir of the Vavos, with being close to people, with bringing people close to our hearts, with really thinking about how much we care about people and making them realize how much we care about them. Amir Tzashem, we can find a silver lining in this cloud of an opportunity to grow in our chesed, in our caring about other people. And Amir Tzashem, the Pasuk Shemini Skayim, Lo Yeh Vahem Negef, Bezrat Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.